is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The government will stay open for now after a budget bill was passed late last night.
It passed by a wide bipartisan margin.
The yeas are 75, the nays are 22. The motion is agreed to.
Passage just hours before the midnight deadline came after a dispute over amendments was worked out. None of those amendments passed. This $460 billion package funds six government departments for a full year. The remaining six full-year funding bills must be passed by the March 22nd deadline. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Correspondent Natalie Brand with details now on the president's very busy schedule.
In his first rally after his State of the Union address, President Biden remained focused on former President Donald Trump as he prepares for a rematch.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take away our freedoms. That's not an exaggeration. Well, guess what? We will not let him.
The president campaigned in Pennsylvania Friday, one of the several battleground states that could determine the November election. Earlier, he was asked whether he would debate Trump, who is likely to clinch the GOP nomination.
It depends on his behavior.
Today, both of them are in Georgia holding campaign rallies ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. On to the war in the Middle East, where talks for a ceasefire deal have stalled. CBS's Weisha Zhang reports.
President Biden has been pushing for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza as part of an agreement to release hostages. Tonight, he says it looks like it will be tough to close a deal by the start of Ramadan next week, and he's worried that will incite violence in East Jerusalem.
Microsoft says Russian hackers are trying to break into their systems again using data stolen from corporate emails in January. CBS tech contributor Ian Schur.
For Microsoft, this is hugely concerning because there's a lot of data that flows through Microsoft systems. And I'm not just talking about government data. Of course, that's important too. But all sorts of corporate information is in there. And a lot of companies rely on Microsoft software in order to run their businesses.
There is some serious bird voyeurism going on in the San Bernardino Mountains. Everyone's peeping on a nest on the Friends of Bird Valley live feed. Celebrity eagles Jackie and Shadow are protecting their eggs, hoping for a hatch. This year's eggs are the couple's first since two eggs failed to hatch last year. Since Jackie and Shadow first hooked up about 6 years ago, they've had at least 14 eggs. Only two ultimately have survived. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies is celebrating 40 years with anniversary savings on their most popular tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Low prices await at Dell.com/deal.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, breezy with a low near 22. Still a bit breezy on your Sunday, highs back to the mid-40s. Sunny 57 on Monday and into the low 60s on Tuesday.
It's 24 right now.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com.
I'm Dan Small. Today we'll look at the Wisconsin Muskie Expo and the Conservation Congress. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there.
If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining me now for a look at the 21st annual Capital City chapter of Muskies, Inc. Muskie School at Wanakee High School is event organizer Duffy Cupp. Well, Duffy, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Good to be with you, Dan.
This year's Muskie School is just 2 weeks away. How's it shaping up?
It's shaping up very, very well right now. A lot of the people are coming in to register. Of all the classes that we have, and we got 30 classes, but some of the classes are already closed because so many people have signed up for them. We have limits on some of the facilities. So people want to sign up, go to www.muskieschool.com and get in there before there's probably three or four classes right now that are awful close to being closed. So get in there and get that done.
One of those classes that's not closed yet or close to it is my fly fishing class, I understand.
Right. You still have plenty of openings there. Anybody that's interested in doing that, I highly encourage you to do it.
You know, I think a lot of people are leery of trying to catch a muskie on a fly rod. I have that conversation with people here at the Milwaukee Sports Show every year, and I'm here all weekend for that. People come up and say, how can you catch a muskie on a fly rod? But, you know, I've been doing it for more than 30 years, and I'll go over the basic equipment, show folks how easy it is to get into it. I think I caught my first muskie on a fly rod back in the late 1980s on North Twin Lake in Vilas County. You're familiar with that lake?
I am familiar with the lake, yes.
There is a big bar. There's a couple of them, and I forget what they call this one, but we were working that bar, and I had just a bass rod because I didn't have a musky fly rod at the time. A 7 or 8 weight bass rod will work. You just have to scale down your flies. It's like, you know, you change your bait casting rod depending on whether you're throwing a spinner bait or a bucktail or a jig or a 1 pound bulldog, right?
Certainly.
Yeah. So I caught, it wasn't a big one. I don't know. It was in the mid 30s, but it's exciting. And
yeah, I would think people that are looking for some sense of adventure and they're willing to get on the precipice a little bit and take that next step forward would want to be in that class.
I think you and I ought to go out and, you know, we've only fished together once that I recall, but maybe next time I'll bring some fly rods and you can give it a try.
The only time I've ever done a fly rod is on the Snake River out in Wyoming.
And how did you do there?
I didn't do very well. I broke my leg that night in the river.
Oh, no. I'm sure that's a great story. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, let's go on.
Okay. Well, back to the fly fishing. You know, casting a fly, once you get the mechanics down, it's actually easier than lobbing a 1 pound plastic bait all day or cranking a double cowgirl for sure, you know. And a muskie, you know, you and I have caught a bunch of muskies. Let's face it, it's not that big a fighter compared to a salmon or a smallmouth. If you had a smallmouth the size of a muskie, I don't think you'd ever get them in.
Yeah, smallmouth, if they were 15, 20 pounds, you'd have your hands full, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you can tire a muskie out rather quickly if you know what you're doing, regardless of the tackle. So anyway, I will go over the myths of fly fishing for muskies and some tips. And, you know, it's certainly not the fish of 10,000 casts or even 1,000 casts with a fly rod. And my brother Mike, I wish he could be there for this seminar, maybe next year. He and I both hold world records, as I think you know, and in fact, he's giving a muskie fly fishing seminar here at the Milwaukee Sports Show this weekend, so maybe people can get a taste of what I'm going to do here at the Sports Show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, Duffy, before we let you go, one more time, how can guests register for the Muskie School?
All they have have to do is go to www.muskieschool.com, and if you got to jump through a few hoops, it's $40 fee through March 19th, and after that, the $40 fee jumps up to $50 because we got to get a good lunch count going. So I encourage people to do that. If nothing else, bring some extra money along or a credit card, because our raffles this year will be unbelievable.
And you do three classes and lunch, isn't that how it works?
Two classes before lunch, and then a catered lunch, and then a third class, and after that third class is over, we all get together into the Performing Arts Center, and we do the big raffle.
And I think I'm staying for lunch this year. I had to run out the last time I did it because I had another seminar over in New Berlin, but not this year. So I'm looking forward to it. I will see you real soon, Duffy.
Very good, Dan. Nice talking to you.
You bet. Duffy Kupf with information on the Capital City Chapters of Muskies, Inc., Muskie School at Wanakee High School. That is coming up 2 weeks from this Saturday, and that's March 23rd. So I hope to see you all there. And if you're going to be in northern Wisconsin next weekend, Duffy will be at Raleigh and Helens on the 16th. He'll be there all day. So talk to him there and learn more about the Muskie School. Coming up, Wisconsin Conservation Congress Executive Committee member Terry Rarig previews the April 8th Spring Fish and Game Rules hearings. John Carlson of Ross's Sports Shop in Phillips looks at next weekend's Wisconsin Muskie Expo in Wausau. And Jim Bobbiash talks about March events and specials at the Range of Richfield. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Fort Dodge, Iowa, outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
Hey Wisconsin, pro angler John Cruz here, and I'm excited to be appearing at this year's Milwaukee Sports Show presented by Mercury Marine with support from Usingers and Bush. Join me and other experts as we guide you on the latest in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Explore exhibitors, demos, contests, and more. Don't miss the sports show from March 7th to 10th. Get your tickets at jssportshow.com, and businesses, reach area outdoor enthusiasts by exhibiting. See you there.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608- 292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split. And you can find them online at therangewi.com. And joining me for our monthly chat about what's happening at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Jim, I say this every month, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Dan, you know how it's great to be with you again. I mean, I always look forward to this chance to talk with you and all of your listeners. Again, it seems like it comes around like every, 2 weeks. I enjoy it all the time.
Yeah, it is flying by, and at our age, we're not going to tell people what that is, but time flies faster, I think.
It's like that roll of toilet paper. It goes faster when it's at the end, right?
Yeah, I don't like to think of my life as a roll of toilet paper, though, but yeah, you're probably right. Okay. March is here. It feels like spring, but February, pretty busy for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very busy. We've had a lot of people coming in. Our leagues are going very strong. People are loving it. People are looking at guns. As a matter of fact, I'm happy to say that the availability of new and used guns continues to improve. Right now we have a great selection of handguns available for purchase, and our consignment business has exploded. We have a huge number of pre-owned guns available, some of which have never been shot. These are guns that somebody probably won at a DU event or something like that, brought them home and never used it. Now he wants to turn it into some cash. So there's some gems in there. Let's put it that way. There are always a few in there that are really great.
Well, and you may get some more after our banquet on Wednesday, because we're giving a few guns away. You never
really
know.
How many are you giving away?
I don't know. And you can't make it. I know that.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know how many we've got.
We're always looking for more. So anybody that's looking to trade in some guns for some cash, we're here to help you out.
And do you handle knives or not?
No, we don't. Knives are a whole different venue. There's nobody here that really understands them. We're really blessed to have Brian, who really, really, really knows guns.
Yeah.
And that's why we're being so successful. So you're better off going to someone who really knows what's going on.
All right. But you are an expert on safes.
We are an expert on safes. The whole situation with safes have changed during the pandemic and shortly thereafter. You were waiting anywhere 4 to 5 months to get a safe, and now I can get them within 45 to 60 days, depending on which safe you order.
Cool.
And if you don't want to wait, I have a huge selection of safes on the showroom that are priced to sell. We also just received a shipment of 32 safes, all different models, and we've got 20 on the floor, and we've got at least 50 in the warehouse. So if you're looking to get a safe and you don't want to wait, come on in and talk to me. We have a nice variety. I don't have every single safe that they have, but we have a good selection, and we can kind of narrow it down to which one you're looking for. And if you want to choose a different color, we can always work on that. If you're looking to buy a safe, let us know. And be sure to stop in. We have a Liberty Safe March Madness sale going on now through March 15th here at the range. So there's some special deals on special safes.
Wonderful. Well, and we mentioned the sports show. You've got events that are preventing you from coming to the sports show. I hope you can make it next year, because I'm planning to be there.
I know. We are, too. This just so happened that we have these events coming up, and they're fairly a big deal. Some folks are basically a fundraiser. They take over the entire range for 3 to 4 hours. And quite honestly, we don't have enough people to work it, and especially when I've got to have people here and at the sports show. Hopefully next year we'll be there. I know that I got my calendar squared away. And speaking of the sports show, I know that somebody here on the phone is going to be there throughout the whole run of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So people should stop in and say hi to Dan. He's always a fun guy to talk to, so be sure you do that.
Well, I'm hoping they do. Yeah, we're usually very busy at that show, and I anticipate that'll be the case this year. Well, how about your classes, your education center?
Well, it's going strong, okay? But we don't have a lot of classes in March simply because of these events that we have coming up over the next few weeks. But here's a brief rundown of the classes we will have again in March, and then I'm also going to talk about April because we need to start planning ahead.
Okay.
First of all, the IDPA is Saturday, March 9th. Getting to Know Your AR-15. This is a great class, and usually it fills up in a hurry. Class size is limited, so if you're interested, you'll call and get some details or go online. Put some details. It's on March 16th and 17th, and again, it's really, really a great event. We also have our first shots on April 10th, Drawing from Concealment. It's a basic class on April 11th. NRA pistol, basic pistol class on April 6th and 7th, that's 2 days. And then the NRA instructor course, that's for pistol, that's the 27th and the 28th. March is going to be a little bit slow, but April we're ramping up again, and please check us out because we'd love to have you come in and help you make smart.
All right. Now, you mentioned special events.
We are partnering with Operation Finally Home. This is a great organization. They provide mortgage-free homes for wounded, ill, injured veterans, first responders, and their families here in Wisconsin. This is their annual fundraiser, and this has been, I think, our fourth or fifth time here at the range. We have 12 lanes, 12 guns. There's going to be shooting, obviously. We're going to be awards, drinks, food, and we're going to have some auction items going on. This is truly an exciting event. Last year, we had over 80 people. We're guessing we could have close to 100 this year, so it's great. If you want to learn more about it, go to operationfinallyhome.org for ticket information, or just call the range, and we'll be happy to help. It's a super event, and it really helps a lot of great people. If you have time, please join us.
Fantastic. And any parting words for listeners?
Well, we just know that these times with the economy and prices, inflation, that it can be a little trying. So there's nothing like a little lead therapy to help clear your mind and put you in a good mood. So come on, stop in, do a little shooting. If you don't want to shoot, just come in and let's talk about guns. We can talk about guns that are currently available, what's coming up, and what the year we can look forward to in the year before. So I look forward to seeing everyone here at the range.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much. Have a great March, and we will talk to you again about what's coming up in April.
That sounds awesome, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. Jim Bobiash is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where highways 41 and 45 go their separate ways, and online at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo is coming up next weekend, March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention Center and Expo in Wausau. It's actually in Rothschild, to be exact, but most people say Wausau. You can find details online at wimuskieexpo.com, and that's muskie spelled with a Y. And joining us now to talk about muskie fishing and the expo is John Carlson, the owner of Ross's Sports Shop in Phillips, Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, and that shop is on the Phillips chain of lakes where the governor's fishing opener was held last year. Well, John, thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well here. How are you doing up there? You still got a little ice hanging on?
There's a little ice. I think it's the last weekend of game fishing season, and I think we're done after this. I think the weather the next two or three days is going to bust the shorelines up pretty bad.
You've been able to get out, though.
I was out yesterday for a little bit. I was in some shallower water. There was only about 4 inches of ice. The shorelines were heaved up a little bit. It was a little tricky getting on, but today's my last day. I have to take a group out, and it's my last day.
Let's hope you get on and off safely and catch some fish.
We're after pike today. We're going to go into some shallow water over some green weeds and catch some pike, hopefully.
And how has the fishing been?
It's been okay. It's been a hit or miss year. It's just as weird as the weather's been. Yeah.
Well, Rich Reinert, one of the promoters of the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, and he's a speaker there as well, wanted me to give you a call to talk about the expo. Now, you've been a regular there, right?
Yeah, we haven't missed a year. We're at the first expo, and we've been there ever since. Started out with 2 8-by-4-foot pegboard panels in our booth that we set up with some baits on it, a little rod rack with a few rods and some reels, and it expanded into about a little over a 50-foot booth space, 10-by-50-foot booth space with hundreds of rods and reels and just a ton of lures and leaders and line and everything you need that you would expect a sport shop to have at the show ready for you to buy.
So you must take most of your shop down to the show.
I do a few different shows, and I have a website, and a lot of the inventory that I bring to the shows isn't in my shop. I have a lot that goes onto the website and a lot that I just purchase for the shows, and yeah, it's pretty crazy. The booth space is bigger than my shop.
I was going to ask, because you said 50 feet, and I've been in your shop, and I don't think you got clear sight of at 50 feet there in the shop.
Definitely not. Probably half that if we're lucky.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this must be a good expo for you then.
It is a great expo. I can do almost a month's worth of business compared to what I would do in the shop. I get a lot of contacts for guiding there. There's a lot of networking. I pick up some of the smaller bait companies that are there. That's one cool thing about this show. If you go to some of the other shows, it's a lot of bigger, well-known companies, where this show is a lot of smaller guys kind of working out of their house. You see some of the big players there, but it's mostly little guys. So you see some stuff that you don't see at some of the bigger shows that I go to. This is a really big show. It's a lot of the bigger companies go to some of the other shows and they don't hit this one, but there's a lot of small companies there, just mom and pop shops, bait makers, that it's really unique. It's a must see. I actually think it's one of the best shows.
Like you say, that's what Rich was telling me. I have not been there because it usually conflicts with something else I'm doing down here in southern Wisconsin, but he was telling me exactly what you said, that there are a lot of specialty bait makers whom you won't see at other expos. And then there are speakers as well, and some of them people you see around and have heard of, and some who are maybe unknown to some of our listeners.
Yeah, I like what Rich and Mike do with the speakers. They mix some of the well-known guys that have been around for a while in with some of the new and upcoming guys, and you can really learn a lot of stuff. You look at any of the speakers out there, and I know who they are. They're all top quality sticks. And they bring some really cool stuff in too, like Saturday at 2 o'clock. Dave Birch is going to be there, and he is actually the guy that brought braided fishing line out onto the market, which is just an innovation that's been amazing. He produced some of the first braids out there. That's going to be kind of cool having him do a talk on braided lines, and you can kind of learn the process and the science behind it. So that's something unique that you don't see at some of the other shows. And then Mike Keyes, everybody follows Mike Keyes in the muskie world, national TV. Jeff Van Remortel's really good too. He's probably one of the best guides in the state. And, you know, there's some other big hitters out there too. Brian Schaefer and Darren Grappengeiser, they're both great guys. I can't look at anybody on this list that you're not going to learn something from. They're all great.
And I can tell you're excited about it.
I live for this show season. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of work for me. We probably have 100 man hours into setting up our booth, but I really enjoy it. I just like getting out of the shop and getting out there and seeing people outside of the shop and talking muskies with them. It's a great time. And then you see a lot of old friends that you only see at the shows. A lot of these bait makers and other vendors, we're all busy during the summer, so we don't get to hang out. And we can all hang out at these shows and talk and visit a little bit. It's a fun time. It's a real great social event.
Well, it sounds like it. And I know you're busy there getting ready for this expo, and I've caught you on a day when you're alone in your shop, so we're going to let you go and get back to business there and hope that a lot of people come to the expo and stop at your booth. And gosh, they could spend probably half a day in your booth if you got 50 feet of space.
Yeah, you can spend some time in my booth. There's some people that come and they get a motel room there at the Holiday that's attached to the Expo Center, and they spend the whole weekend there at the show taking in different speakers and stuff, and they come through and buy something every single day. That's really cool to see.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, John, thanks so much, and we'll let people know that they can see you there. And I just checked your website as well, rossesonline.com. It's rossonline.com, where folks can check out what you've got and order some stuff right there directly.
Yeah, our selection on the website's a little limited right now because we're full force for the show season, but it'll be back up there pretty strong once the show season's done again. So, we have some of our really good stuff on there yet. And then there's some info on the guide service there as well and a little bit of info on the store. So, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much and have a great show and good luck on your last ice fishing trip of the year. And we'll talk to you again.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. John Carlson from Ross's Sports Shop in Phillips with the report on ice and fishing conditions up there and also on the upcoming Wisconsin Muskie Expo that is March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. Go to their website, WIMuskie.com, and check out John's site too, rossonline.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's muskie with a Y.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, breezy with a low near 22. Still a bit breezy on your Sunday, highs back to the mid-40s. Sunny 57 on Monday and into the low 60s on Tuesday.
It's 24 right now.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers won it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right quarter, three. Got it again!
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The annual Wisconsin DNR Fish and Game Rules Hearings and Conservation Congress meetings are scheduled for Monday, April 8th. It's just a month away now. Doors open at 6 p.m. The hearings start at 6:30, and they're held in every county in the state. This is your opportunity to vote on proposed fish and game rule changes along with other conservation issues. You can learn more and find the location of the meeting in your county on the DNR website under the keywords Spring Hearings. And joining us now to tell us about the hearings and some of the questions you'll be able to respond to is Terry Rarig. She is District 5 Leadership Counselor and an Executive Committee member of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Well, Terry, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
For people who don't know, and I'm sure there are some listeners who are not familiar with the Congress, what is the Wisconsin Conservation Congress?
The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is a statutory body where citizens elect delegates from each of the counties to advise the Natural Resources Board and the Department of Natural Resources on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources for current and future generations.
And the hearings happen every year. What are they all about?
This is an opportunity for citizens of Wisconsin to weigh in on new conservation issues that are of statewide significance that were brought to the attention of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress through our citizen resolution process. and those citizens' resolutions will be presented, and the public will have opportunity to provide input whether or not they support those resolutions. It's also an opportunity for citizens to hear some of the wildlife and fisheries proposals and advisory questions from the department and weigh in with their input for those as well.
Okay, and these happen Monday night, April 8th. What is the schedule for that evening?
People can begin to arrive around 6 o'clock to 6:30. At 6:30, we will begin the hearing and the meeting, starting out with Department of Natural Resource presentations. In all counties, we will have wildlife and fisheries and law enforcement do a small presentation about local issues that they're addressing. And then in some counties, they may also have a forestry representative and or a parks and rec representative that will be doing presentations. So that'll occur from 6:30 to 7. And then at 7 o'clock, we will have the WCC delegate election. So each year we have two delegates up for election. You have to be 18 and reside in the county to be eligible to be elected. And so we vote our delegates in. And then after the delegate election, we start going through the spring hearing questions. We'll start those around 7:30, and that'll go till about 9 o'clock. Our wildlife and fisheries management questions will be read by the Department of Natural Resources, and then we will have the Wisconsin Conservation Congress advisory questions, which were citizen resolutions last year, and those will be read and presented by one of the WCC chairs. And then we also have the great opportunity for those citizens that brought forth a resolution this year. They'll get an opportunity in their county to present their resolution and get input on it as well. And we hope to close the meeting around 9:15 time frame.
Okay. And then what happens with these recommendations? Where do they go?
All of that input is gathered statewide. So that's the in-person input. If folks cannot attend that meeting on April 8th, there will be an online opportunity starting April 10th at noon and conclude April 13th, so Wednesday through Saturday. They'll be able to provide input to all of the questions online, and that can be found on the department's spring hearings website. That information then is collated and collected, and then that is forwarded to the floor of the Congress in May at the annual convention, where the whole body of the Congress will be providing input and taking positions on those questions.
Well, what are some of the key issues or questions that you think our listeners might be interested in knowing more about?
From a Conservation Congress perspective, like the last several years, we have a lot of panfish questions on changing the bag limits on panfish and generally to reduction in different areas around the state. We have a question around eliminating artificial light sources underwater. We have one about making the monarch butterfly the state butterfly for the state of Wisconsin. We have several questions around wake boats. That has been a very hot topic the last several years. Several questions around wake boats. We do have a couple questions on PFAS and herbicides. There's some Lake Michigan questions out there. And then there's another question this year, which has been a topic previous years, about restoring legal railroad crossing access to state lands and waters, especially around the Mississippi River area. There are other areas in the state, but the Mississippi River is the biggest area impacted. I think those are some of the hot ones.
Okay. Anything on deer or wolves?
There is a couple questions on deer. Group bagging of antlerless deer in farmland zones is a question that's going to be out there. Giving the option of an archery tag or gun tag with the purchase of a sports license. And then expanding opportunities for deer hunters with disabilities is also out there.
Okay.
I believe we have anything on wolves.
Now, for someone who's never attended, what's your pitch? Why should I spend my Monday evening in a meeting room with a bunch of other people talking about these questions?
Your input matters. Everybody's input matters. And the purpose of this is to gather that input, because these could become future policies or rules and regulations for the department. So the Congress advises the DNR, the NRB and the department on how to manage our resources across Wisconsin. So this is a great opportunity and a very important opportunity for citizens to weigh in and provide that input to those potential new regulations and rules.
Yep, I know you have heard, and I have heard, and many listeners have heard people complain about, oh, they don't like this rule or that rule, trout bag limits or deer hunting rules or other, whatever it is, they don't go to meetings and they don't vote. If you have a position or a strong belief on an issue, you really ought to go, because this is your opportunity to share your thoughts and give your input, right?
Absolutely, Dan. So important, and do want the public's input on this. And you know, the other option too, we just finished for this year the citizen resolutions, but that's another way that citizens provide input. And you know, if they don't like a rule or a policy, they can bring forth a resolution to potentially change it. So it's a way that citizens can get involved in how our resources are managed.
All right. Well, Terry, thank you so much for sharing this information. I know you'll be there, and a lot of listeners will be at their respective meetings, and hope you have a great turnout this year.
All right. Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate the time today, and it's always great talking to you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Terry Rarig is the District 5 Leadership Counselor for the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. She's also a member of the executive committee, and as we've been saying, the spring hearings are Monday, April 8th, every county in the state, so you can find the location on the DNR website. Just look up spring hearings. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Fort Dodge, Iowa? Outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo gear and free rain coffee. Official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Hey Wisconsin, pro angler John Crew is here, and I'm excited to be appearing at this year's Milwaukee Sports Show presented by Mercury Marine with support from Usingers and Busch. Join me and other experts as we guide you on the latest in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Explore exhibitors, demos, contests, and more. Don't miss the sports show from March 7th to 10th. Get your tickets at jssportshow.com, and businesses, reach area outdoor enthusiasts by exhibiting. See you there.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts, and online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits.
From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's Muskie with a Y.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have more than 100 boats on display and they're holding their in-house boat show this weekend. Check their website for special deals available only this week at their in-house show. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned in this week's show, you can always catch this show and past shows online at lake-link.com/radio, and you could subscribe to our podcast there and download any episode you want going back about a year. Our show is also available as a podcast on many platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcast. You can find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. I'll be at the sports show all weekend, so stop by our booth and say hello. And I have some of my brother Mike's musky flies, and he'll be there through Saturday, and some of our tanned Shetland sheepskins as well. Four-play turkey calls, books by Gordon McQuarrie, and others for sale. So stop by.
Turkey Commander Lauren Voss is there with his wingbone calls, and he and my brother Mike are giving daily seminars. Mike on fly fishing for muskies, of course, and Lauren on turkey hunting. And it's not too early to start thinking about fall fishing on Lake of the Woods. I'm hosting another trip there in September, and I hope you can join me. We'll enjoy great fishing, fantastic food, private cabins, and great company around a campfire every night. For dates and details, visit blackisland.com. Click on trips and look for my name. That's blackisland.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends have a full schedule of concerts, one a month, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. You can find out all about them at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Get outside this weekend, come on down to the sports show, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Hey folks, I'm Jeff Kelm. I know I wasn't on the show this week, but I'm the one who gets to put the show together and send it out to you, so this is my executive edit. I didn't have a chance to attend Dan's roast the other night, and I didn't have a chance to attend his induction into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. But I do want to take this moment and congratulate Dan on an incredible career. It has been an absolute honor to work alongside Dan for many years on both radio and television. What you see and hear of Dan on the radio and on the screen is exactly what Dan is. He's a humble, kind, compassionate individual who you truly want to hang out with, who you truly want to walk down that trout stream with, who you truly want to hear the stories from. It is without a shadow of a doubt that I have all that I have, and I'm in this position in the industry because of the opportunities that Dan has given me. So with that, I want to pile on, and I want to congratulate Dan on making it to the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. Dan, I know you don't do this for the accolades, but you deserve them all. Thank you so much for all you do for me, for my family, for the state of Wisconsin, and all of the viewers and listeners. I hope you all can join us next week on Outdoors Radio.
When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Nightline with Pete Schwaba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwaba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.